On Monday, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf ordered the closure of dine-in restaurants and bars in all four suburban Philadelphia counties, and Philadelphia soon followed suit. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt looks at how restaurants are trying to adapt and survive.
The Friday after St. Patrick's Day would usually be a bonanza for Jack McShay's, an Irish-themed sports bar in Ardmore, Pennsylvania. But right now, the only sound is the hum of the air conditioners.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, how you doing?
Bartender Missy Shoup and owner Neil McShay are manning the fort right now. They've kept the green streamers and shiny shamrock ornaments hanging, but the mood is far from festive.
March is by far the busiest month of our year. So, it definitely hurts, you know.
In a normal year, this place would be booming with college basketball fans. Neil, it just so happens, was a manager on the 1985 Villanova team that won the national championship. This year, no March Madness tournament. The concert hall across the street used to supply a steady stream of customers, but now it's empty. And of course, there was always that reliable pot of gold.
St. Paddy's Day would have been probably a record, because every year we've been getting busier and busier. To be honest, on that one day is kind of like a whole week in the summer.
Instead, this year on St. Paddy's Day, Neil McShay gathered his staff of about 12 in an empty bar and offered them a choice. They could close up shop, maybe collect unemployment.
Or do you want to work through it, stay open, stay in front of our customers, maybe take a little bit of a hit, but still be viable when this all comes out?
The staff at Jack McShay's wanted to stay open. Neil did too. So they improvised. On a typical night, they maybe do 3 takeout orders. Now they're trying to build an entire takeout and delivery business on the fly. They're overhauling the bare bones website. They've crafted a menu with items like pizza and pierogies.
If it needs be, I'll make the pizzas and drive the food out, whatever it takes.
2 part-time servers had to be let go. Other employees had their hours cut, and everyone has less money in their pocket at the end of the week. Neil expects to keep losing money himself, just hopefully not too much.
It works. If it doesn't, we gave it a shot.
Since it's still legal to do delivery and takeout services, places that have never done those things are suddenly in the game. It's pushing all sorts of businesses to adjust. A butcher shop in South Philly will deliver meat to your door now. A brewery and Ambler will pop over with a 6-pack. You can grab and go from a wine and cheese shop in Rittenhouse Square.
Because this is what they do, and this is what they need to do.
Jen Galdis is a restaurant industry lifer from Chicago.
There's so much unknown right now that if they are a place that wants to stay open, I think this is something that they want and need to do to support their staff and their livelihood.
Galdis runs a website called Dining at a Distance. And by runs, I mean she started it on Monday with a partner.
We had about 65 restaurants on there when we started pushing it out on Monday mid-morning, and it's just grown since then.
The site basically hosts spreadsheets where you can find a list of restaurants in your town that maybe don't specialize in takeout but are now offering the service. The Philly list launched last night and already has about 70 names. It's a fascinating list. Turns out some of the city's highest-end restaurants are now takeout joints.
It's just one more resource so people can find you and hopefully support these restaurants that are just really, really being decimated right now.
For Neil McShay, the decision to stay open was about more than just money. He runs this place with his siblings, and this is their second rough St. Paddy's Day in a row. Last year around this time, their dad, Jack McShay, died.
We named this place after him. When we opened, because we felt as though we owed him. And, it's so weird. A year after he's gone, and this is the situation in our country, you know? It's kind of hits home a couple punches in the gut.
To absorb those blows, Neil wants to stay busy, stay positive, and stay in business.
So we're trying this to do what we can to keep some people employed, keep the lights on, and get us through this. I'm hoping it's 2 weeks to a month.
And if the closure lasts longer than that, perhaps even the sound of the air conditioners will fade to silence. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.